ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Yeah, my name's Nick Ferriker from Road Trains of Australia, and I've just unloaded here at the Berrima Export Yard. And when I'm cruising along, I always tune into the Country Hour.
Yeah, g'day. I'm Ben Giblet from the Berrima Export Yards in Darwin.
Ben, it's been a pretty hectic week or so for the live cattle trade, with a real effort to rush thousands of cattle off the floodplains of the top end before the cyclone came through. Tell us what this period's been like for you here at the Berrima Export Yards.
Well, we sort of loaded out a G-class vessel last Tuesday, started receiving Wednesday. As you all know, by Saturday evening we had a Cat 3 come past the yards, and then once it passed, obviously, green light, keep going, fill it back up. The yards are now full when we're planning to load out over the weekend again. So yeah, it's been a pretty intense 7 to 9 days. Yeah.
What was it like on Saturday when the cyclone came through here at the yards?
Well, I wasn't here. I was only, you know, 5-10 minutes up the road at home, but we did a lot of prep in getting ready. Obviously, we knew for quite a few days beforehand. Made sure all cattle were in the sheds. We do have cyclone rated sheds. We had good hay storage. We had other feed commodities. We had water backup planned in place. You know, we had everything put away. Just a general cyclone prep. And then, you know, it come through quite heavily. Berrima lost power early in the evening, and we got it back on, I think, Monday afternoon. So obviously, you know, air cons and whatnot here for the staff. Yeah, we had two on site. They sort of weren't as happy.
How good's air con?
That's great, man. That's great. But, you know, Monday morning, cattle arriving. We've got a generator backup, which gives us the ability to run all the shed lights, weighbridges, and you know, our crush, so that we can keep business as usual. So, yeah, the last 3 days have been pretty busy receiving, dipping, drafting, getting everything ready, and we sort of finished everything up yesterday afternoon. We still have a few more mobs to sort out in the coming days. But yeah, look, it's been a little bit frustrating for a few, you know, people with places at home that are slightly affected, you know, guys bloody chasing generators during the day to keep fridges going, and it's hard for staff morale to, you know, keep trucking along, but we've got through it. Today's the day we're sort of just going to let everything settle, get everything fed, hopefully go and start picking up a few branches around our places, and yeah, try and get everything restored.
You say everything getting fed. That sound in the background that the audience might be able to hear is the feed bin moving through the Berrima yards. What's it been like getting hold of enough hay and pellets at the moment?
Well, hay, like we say, we sort of planned early last week to fill all our sheds up, so we had all that sort of in place. We can hold up to 500 bales under cover here. You know, that's generally enough for, you know, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks if we're chock-a-block. And pellets still coming from, I believe, NLS's mill in Catherine's nearly back up and running, and or is running. I'm not 100%, but then it's also still coming up from Adelaide, so we've still got a constant supply here to keep things running. We tried a bit of cotton seed in our ration the other day, which I thought we found some good results with as well. So we've sort of got a bit of a mixed blend here at the minute. It's going well.
So what are you expecting between now and the end of 2025?
More cattle, more ships. Two to three more. It's not going to be as intense as last year by the sounds of it. It's more so because of the way that the vessels are placed. They're sort of following each other, and and it's very difficult. Obviously, we hold the equivalent of one G-class vessel, so we will just sort of do one, and then we'll wait for the next one. But last year, it sort of worked like clockwork, one in, one out, one in, one out, one in, one out. And we were very tired and cranky by the end of it. This year might be a little bit more down to earth. So, yeah, sort of, but anything could change.
And I get that this is the story for all the export yards in the top end at the moment. They're full and they're busy.
Yeah, and we don't know when we're going to finish. People say the 16th, people say the 23rd, and people say the 28th. So we'll just keep going until they say stop, really.
Well, I know you're busy, so thank you so much for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, big thanks to Ben Giblett from the Berrima Export Yards. The Ganado Express, it left Darwin Port yesterday and is now on its way to Indonesia with territory cattle on board. And then, as Ben says, it gets very busy. So just looking at the Darwin Port calendar, the Frisian Express, that livestock vessel, is due in tomorrow. The Nine Eagles due in on Saturday. The Galbraith Express due in on Sunday. Brahman Express due in on Monday. Girolando Express also due in on Monday. That's a lot of boats. That's a lot of cattle. It's a busy, busy time. In some other live export news, the Australian Livestock Exporters Council has elected respected veterinarian and former WA Senator Dr. Chris Back as its new independent chairman. In a statement from AILIC, it says, with extensive experience across animal science, livestock production and government, Dr. Back is well placed to lead Australia's $1 billion livestock export industry in championing ongoing market growth, policy reform and supply chain professionalism. Dr. Back takes over that role from David Galvin, who has chaired AILIC since 2020.
On Landline this week, launching a new paddle steamer on the Murray River.
You put a fire in this thing, starts popping and crackling and steam whistles, and that's the whole evocative thing of a steamboat.
That's Landline, Sunday, 12:30 on ABC TV and iView.